Todd Zwillich joins us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, a big story down in Washington. Charlie Rangel, 20-term congressman, was once chairman of the powerful Ways and Means Committee, but he's facing the music today. What's up? You'll be there.
I will. He starts to face the music today, John. Charlie Rangel has a hearing in the House Committee on Official Conduct, also known as the Ethics Committee. And you can look at this, if you want to, sort of as an arraignment, where the official charges against Charlie Rangel, it's hard to say if you keep covering him over and over again, the official charges will be revealed. We don't know what he's actually going to be charged with. That will be revealed today at 1 o'clock when the hearing starts.
And it could range from non-payment of taxes to questionable real estate deals, that sort of thing.
All of those things, misuse of letterhead, and some very, very serious potential charges, asking for donations for a school in his name from companies that had business before his committee, using his influence to solicit donations. So it could really run the gamut. The real question today, you know, Charlie Rangel won't be expelled from Congress today. That can't happen until a trial in September. The real question today is, once the actual charges are revealed, how serious are they? And then how many powerful members of Congress break against him, come out and say, this is just too serious, Charlie Rangel has to go? And that's what people are looking for today. And John, I spoke to one of Charlie Rangel's longtime friends and colleagues, Gary Ackerman, congressman from Queens, New York, just across the East River from Charlie Rangel's district in Harlem, and asked him, is that likely to happen today? Are you likely to see a lot of members considering whether or not they'll, as he says, throw Charlie Rangel under the bus? Listen to this.
It's unfair, but human beings do that, and politicians, of course, do that. Is it wrong? Of course it's wrong. But the human beings do those things. Human beings sometimes do things that are wrong. Sometimes members of Congress do as well.
Members like Gary Ackerman, for instance?
Well, Gary Ackerman is one who's unlikely to throw Charlie Rangel under the bus. They've worked together for more than, close to 30 years, and that's the New York delegation. But Gary Ackerman's also in a safe seat. There are a lot of Democrats who probably aren't, and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats came in saying, we're going to, quote, drain the ethics swamp. We're going to drain the swamp in Congress. If enough moderate members think, I got to toss Charlie under the bus to save my own skin back home, they may start doing that, and I think that's going to be the big question
today.
How
quickly things have changed. In 06, Charlie Rangel was traveling the country campaigning for members of Congress, not this time.
And that shows what serious ethical violations can do, even to a powerful member. It could make him toxic.
You're at the hearings today, right?
That's right, yeah.
And you'll be tweeting from those hearings?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when those charges come out, you're going to want to follow those tweets because there's going to be a lot of news right off the top.
All right. Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent, will be tweeting from the Charlie Rangel ethics hearing all day today. Follow it at thetakeaway.org.